Wavesound Audiobooks presents The Wolf Hour by Sarah Miles, narrated by Julian Pulvermacher. Once you lose someone, it is never exactly the same person who comes back. Sharon Olds, Feared Drowned. Chapter 1. Northern Uganda, the 8th of March 2008. Morning. Tessa stood with the men, women and children who had gathered in the centre of the compound, some 40 villagers, jostling, talking. There was dust in her throat, and her heat-swollen feet were tight in her hiking boots. The braid she had plaited that morning hung like weights. She watched the boy's family approach him. Among them was a lean man in a yellow shirt, followed by a woman whose lips had been cut. Punishment by the rebels for accused treachery, and in accordance with their reading of Psalm number 12, verse 3. May the Lord cut off their flattering lips and silence their boastful tongues. The man was the boy's father, and he carried a basin of water in one hand and a broad-bladed panga in the other, his face solemn, his eyes fixed. This was ritual, a tribal affair. There was none of the glossy exoticism of tourist guides, no drums or dancing, or women in bark skirts with jingling gara on their legs. This was village business. Dominic Okuli stood nearby. He wore an open-necked shirt, which revealed the gold chain and crucifix that hung around his neck. He touched the tiny gold body of Christ, then lifted his head. Tessa caught his eye, and he nodded, but without his usual calmness. His eyes darted from one person to the next in a way that suggested he was unsure how this ceremony would go. They had brought Orako, a 12-year-old boy from the rehabilitation center, here. Driving for more than an hour through grasslands dotted with kigelia trees, their odd sausage-shaped fruits hanging like Christmas decorations, the jeep had bumped over the powdery red road while Orako nursed his festering foot and pressed his face to the window with the same vacant look he'd had since returning from the bush. Tessa watched him now. He was small for his age, with brambly hair and a stalk-like neck, but above his top lip there was a fine nimbus of hair. He looked into the distance as though he would rather be somewhere else, and, balancing his weight on his good foot, Tessa could see tension in the way he held his shoulders, the way he listened.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?